Good morning, Astro Consciousness community, and welcome to another weekly forecast. I'm here to give you your forecast for October 11th through the 17th. So we are headed into the last week of Mercury retrograde. And where we're coming from is a week from the new moon in Libra, a week from both Pluto and Saturn having gone direct. And I've mentioned this before, but it doesn't hurt to mention it again, that a lot of which felt stagnant is going to be moving forward and rather quickly the rest of this month. If you listen to my forecast with Sushila on YouTube, deep diving into October, you know that we talked about the entire succession of the month. And I have to mention next Monday, the 18th, because on the 18th, we have both Jupiter and Mercury going direct. So it matters. It matters that we lead this week knowing that by next Monday, most of the planets in the sky are pretty much going to be direct, with the exception of Uranus that doesn't go direct till January. But that's okay. That planet doesn't play much of a role unless it is being aspected by another planet. So, with that said, we start with Monday, October 11th. And on Monday, October 11th, we welcome the week with the moon in Sagittarius. The moon in Sagittarius is a fire sign. It's upbeat. It gives us a skip in our step. It's definitely a really beautiful way to start the week. We also have Venus in Sagittarius at the time. And so this is us looking forward to renegotiating, if you will, in relationships and in life and in our relationship with relationship, right? So what does that mean? When I use the term renegotiation, it's to be able to look back at what we've learned, particularly in the last 2 to 3 weeks, about what we want in relationships, not just romantic relationships. And this week, because we have the green light from a lot of planets moving forward, this is about saying, okay, this is what I've learned about my relationship with fill in the blank. And this is what I want to continue doing. And this is what I don't want to continue doing. This is what I want. These are the lessons that I'm going to take with me. And these are the experiences that I'm going to leave behind. Now, that may sound a little oversimplified, and it is, but the reason that I leave it so simple is so that you can take those statements and ideas and place them into your own situations, okay? We are in a week in which it's really a turning point. It's actually a really important week in the year. October has been a transitional month, if you will, in terms of how everything's been happening throughout the year and how we're going to move forward from this point through 2022. So, especially with Saturn having moved direct last week, this is about the reconstruction of an entire life, okay? No biggie, just our life. And Saturn in Aquarius represents how we are our own internal adult, how we are our own parent. And the parental part comes from the Saturn energy. But parenting ourselves from a completely different perspective, that completely different perspective comes in Aquarius. Remember, prior to Saturn and Jupiter having gone into Aquarius in December of 2020, we were living life a certain way. December 2020 marked a turning point, and 2021 has been the first year in which we have been trying to get used to all of this Aquarius energy. And so in our very human minds, we want these processes to happen quickly. We want to figure out how to live this new life like right now, right? We want to Amazon Prime it to today, and we want to have it all figured out. Obviously, that's not how life works. And so here we are, in October, the week of October 11th, things moving forward, and us having a wisdom that has been pretty hard and well earned, and having a much sounder relationship with ourselves in order to move forward from that space. So the moon in Sagittarius of Monday is really kind of looking forward to this week, looking forward to moving things ahead, looking forward to having certain connections, to finalizing certain contracts, certain agreements, to moving forward in a relationship. So it's a really beautiful way to start the week. On Tuesday, October 12th, we have the moon transiting Capricorn. And it is exactly 1 week after the new moon in Libra. This is a beautiful week. This with even with the moon in Capricorn, actually, especially with the moon in Capricorn, because the moon in Capricorn represents that our needs are met and fulfilled by us being responsible, dutiful, and simply keeping promises to ourselves that keeping our responsible promises to ourselves, right? Being the responsible adult. This doesn't mean that we inundate ourselves just with mindless tasks and stress ourselves out. No, this means that by this point, we understand what deserves our time, energy, and effort. We put effort into those things and we fulfill our duties like that internal responsible parental adult that we are now carrying inside. Remember, just because we are parenting ourselves, the definition of the parental figure has changed, and I hope so, because if we're parenting ourselves, chances are is that we're parenting ourselves much different than our parents did, okay? So Tuesday, October 12th, it's a great day to put into actions the intentions that we set with that new moon in Libra, okay? Now, on Wednesday, October 13th, this is about creating our own reality. So we have Venus in Sagittarius creating a beautiful sextile to Saturn now direct in Aquarius. Venus in Sagittarius, I want to be free to go after what I desire. I want to be free in relationships. I want to just be myself and I want to own it and I want to be happy about it and I want to feel expansive and optimistic about what is coming in the future. That sextile, that connection, that very peaceful connection to Saturn direct in Aquarius is saying, okay, this is great. Aquarius represents being our own authority. It goes hand in hand with that Sagittarius energy. We are our own authority, but we still have to be responsible adults, right? We still have to meet certain necessities, certain responsibilities, certain commitments. And really, guys, remember that when we commit ourselves to things that are genuinely important to us, that is what creates a solid foundation for our lives. But we have to be clear about what we want. Again, because this is still during the Mercury retrograde in Libra, chances are that this has to do with something regarding relationships. Now, this can also represent, and probably most importantly, the relationship that we have with ourselves. So, another very simple example. I'm a 40-year-old woman and I have always wanted to dance, but have never had the courage to take any dance classes because I'm too old and people are going to think I'm ridiculous and people are going to think it's a midlife crisis and I don't move in the same way. I'm not as pretty. I'm not as in shape. These things are very real. This is actually a real example from a client, right? And so it's Venus in Sagittarius is saying, my love, own what you desire. Own it with optimism. Own it with the fire that is within you. And Saturn in Aquarius is saying, look, if this is something that makes you happy, if this is something that expresses a part of this genuine you, Aquarius, then do it. Commit to it. You don't have to be a professional. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to show it to anyone. It just has to make you happy. This is a way in which we create a certain freedom in our lives. And look, this is just a client talking about dancing, right? But think about that if, like her, so many of us have been held back from doing things like this that seem silly, but that somewhere in our hearts, we want to do it. And if we do that with one thing, think about how many other things we do that with as well. Look, we're living in a time in which every single day we're being told what to do. Whether you agree with it or not is almost irrelevant. Whether you agree with what's being said to do, with what's being mandated, every single day of us, it's irrelevant. We're being programmed to listen to someone else about what we should and shouldn't do. Now, the difference is that now, whoever is telling us what to do on a daily basis, they don't have to shy away. They don't even have to do it in a discreet way. They can just jump on the news and say it very outwardly and very directly. But the fact of the matter is that we have been conditioned most of our lives to do and not do and live our lives and not live our lives in accordance to what an authority or society thinks. And we are in a turning point in our lives where we can turn that around simply by leaning into the things that bring us joy. And that sounds so simple, but think about how hard it is to prioritize joy in our lives. Why? Because we're conditioned to do the exact opposite. Okay? Now, on Thursday, October 14th, there are no major aspects. The energy of Wednesday really continues on. But on Friday, October 15th, we have the Sun in Libra trine Jupiter retrograde, about to go direct in Aquarius. So the Sun in Libra represents balance, equilibrium. What is the best for both sides? Or how do I come to the acceptance of what is in order to create a sense of peace and balance and move forward from that space, right? We're not denying a truth. We're not denying reality. We're accepting it as it is. And in that space comes a peace that brings us more guidance than we give ourselves credit for. Jupiter in Aquarius represents the expansion that comes when we honor our unique authority within ourselves. Look, this aspect of the 15th goes really, really well with the aspect of the 13th with Venus in Sagittarius sextiling Saturn direct in Aquarius. Notice two of the big leaguers, Saturn and Jupiter, are in Aquarius. Again, Jupiter about to go direct next Monday. Connecting with Venus, the planet of desire, and the Sun, the luminary of presence, the luminary of individuality. Okay. So, this again, back to this connection between the Sun and Libra trining Jupiter in Aquarius is about what is the agreement that I have made with people in my lives. What is the agreement that I've made in my relationships? What is the agreement that I've made with myself about how I live my life? And what have I learned about those agreements, right? Another example, agreements that we make, agreements that society has taught us. Once you get to a certain age, it's almost like downhill from there, right? If it's ridiculous sometimes how there is this consensus that if you don't have something, whatever that something is, by the age of 28, 30, and let's mention when you don't have a certain something by the time you get to your mid-30s or your 40s, if you're still single, if you don't have children, if you don't have a certain career, if you don't own a home, all of these agreements that we have come to, intentionally or not, are now being questioned. And think about, I'm going to go back to how we're being told every single day what we can and cannot do, and how new agreements are being created for the sake of something. Okay? Now, this aspect on the 15th between the Sun and Jupiter is saying, let's think outside the box. Let's question the agreements that we have accepted time after time after time without questioning. Who says that I can't take up dancing at the age of 40? Who says that I have to own a home by the age of 35? Who says that I have to have kids by the age of blah, blah, blah? Who says? And what do I want? What is the equilibrium and the peace and the balance that my life brings me for me? Look, this is what we're going to need as we move forward in this year and as we head into 2022. Okay, so on Saturday, October 16th, we have Mercury retrograde in Libra, sextiling that Venus in Sagittarius, and that Venus in Sagittarius is creating a trine to Chiron in Aries. So, Mercury retrograde in Libra, what have I discovered about my relationships with people, my relationship to relationship, my relationship to myself? The sextile or the connection to Venus and Sagittarius, and that which I have discovered about my relationship to everything, how does it bring me a sense of freedom, a sense of joy, a sense of non-attachment, and Venus's connection or trine to Chiron in Aries, the potential for the fear of being free? Yes. Notice that when we have a certain amount of freedom, when we are just told, okay, go ahead. This is especially true for those who work for themselves, especially if you're coming from the corporate world, right? You work for a corporation. You have a time in which you have to be there. You have tasks to complete throughout your day. And then you have a time in which you clock out. All of a sudden, you no longer have that structure and you go to work for yourself. And all of that freedom that you wanted, it's like all of a sudden, what do I do? What's my structure? How do I create my structure? What do I want to do? What don't I want to do? So I have to tell myself what to do. That's Chiron in Aries. That pain that comes with a certain amount of freedom, because whether we realize it or not, again, we have been conditioned either by society, by our parents, by belief systems, by our families. And remember, the South Node in Sagittarius, which has been there since May of 2020, has been about releasing old belief systems. Venus, the planet of desire and relationships, now in Sagittarius, she already made a connection to that South Node in Sagittarius. A lot of those belief systems have lost their weight. But it doesn't mean that the separation from those belief systems isn't difficult. If you listen to my Soul Intention Sunday of October 10th, I go over certain questions to ask yourself when you're feeling big feelings come up, specifically about leaving an old part of yourself behind. That's what this configuration means. And really, it's pretty much active the whole week. Look, it's like we're coming from like a behind the scenes, right? With all of the planets retrograde, it's like we were behind the scenes, sorting things out, we were going through a lot. It's like we were going through this machine of a lot of things happening at once. And all of a sudden, this week and next week are like throwing us out with a lot more clarity. But with that clarity comes great responsibility to honor what we genuinely want. What do we do with that amount of freedom? How do we own it? How do we love ourselves enough to say, oh my God, this is what I really want. This is what my soul wants. Okay. On Sunday, October 17th, the Sun in Libra creates a square to Pluto in Capricorn. So remember, Pluto is recently direct. He went direct last week. This is about remembering that personal empowerment, that came from transformation, and the tension that it might cause if we don't honor that sense of personal empowerment. Okay. And remember, on the 18th, Mercury and Jupiter go direct. I'll talk more about that next week. But this is a week, like I said, yes, things will begin to move forward. It's going to be obvious. It's going to be apparent. But how do we keep the connection with ourselves as things move forward again? The last couple of months, I think September was really rough for a lot of us, really asked us to look at a situation and accept that it cannot continue to be the same. And yes, it's one thing to come to this understanding, oh my God, that cannot continue to be the same, and then to actually do something about it. The actually doing something about it to honor what we need can be difficult because, again, we have been conditioned not to honor our needs, but to honor the needs of others, because that is how our society runs better for certain people. How do we take our power back? And when we take our power back individually, when we take our power back in our immediate relationships, if everyone did that, if everyone did that, what kind of world would we live in then? I hope you have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.